The vicar at the time when I started school was Reverend T.P. Grove. And whereas the school never went into church for service, for some unknown reason, Reverend Grove would just walk into school unannounced and spend a short time and then disappear again. We did, as a school, we did have school concerts every December in the village hall, which necessitated days running into weeks of practicing to do what we were doing at the concert. And then we'd finish off with a day where we'd go and decorate the school, the village hall, to make it look better for the actual concert night. In the summer we had a sports day. We'd got three school teams, red, green and blue, and you were each in a team, and you got points for coming first, second and third. These were all totalled up, and the winning colour won a shield, which was given by the headmaster of Thorncliffe School, whose name, sorry, I can't remember that. Occasionally there would be a cricket match, pupils versus parents, weather permitting, and school trips took place once a year. We'd have a bus and go to either Rill, Colwyn Bay or Southport, and this was paid for on a weekly amount, which was taken in and record were kept on a little card. To save paying for it all at once, you did it over a number of weeks. Trips to the pictures occurred when something big happened, like the Everest being climbed was one that comes to mind. We all went to Leek Cinema to see this film, and the transport was kindly done by parents with their own vehicles. That's something that perhaps wouldn't even be allowed today.